This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock here at Midday on Monday. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, nice to finally talk to you on an update here. We're sharply higher, really led by wheat. Futures up more than 20 cents for both the Chicago and Kansas City contracts. Some talk about escalation of the conflict in Ukraine, more targeting of grain infrastructure and shipping assets around the Black Sea, including that key Odessa port city. You've also got the ongoing influence of dry weather in Russia, so related to what's going on over there. Some concern, too, about dry conditions expanding across the southern plains. We've got some rain in the forecast for this weekend, but potentially missing out some of those spots in western Kansas that have recently saw their condition ratings deteriorate. We'll have another update on the crop progress numbers out after the bell today, where we'll potentially see some decline in those ratings. Again, we'll see the corn and soybean plantings up maybe 10 or 11% for corn, 7 or 8% for soybeans, and just watching the forecast, waiting for spots to see those planters start to roll.
So for corn and soybeans today, is it a situation of a rising tide lifts all boats with the wheat leading the way, or is there some support for corn and soybeans as well?
It does seem to be wheat driven here, but it's a lack of negativity like we've had popping up here or there these last couple of weeks. We had a disappointing round of export numbers these past few weeks. One flip of that to be more positive would be the grain inspections numbers this morning, shipments of corn at a marketing year high. So we are delivering on really solid previous sales for the corn market. You see, too, that some of these commitments for the end user, for the exporter, for the ethanol processor, they still need to buy this grain from the farmer in a bigger way. And despite all of the talk about big carryout figures and comfortable stocks, we look at basis as strong as it is, particularly in the Western Corn Belt for this time of the season. And that has to say something about how farmers are still pretty tight-fisted with what's left. That could coincide with this planting effort really unfolding. And so we're really on track with a start to the week following through on a good finish last week.
We have some positive price movement on the other side of the ag marketplace as well with the cattle and hogs. What's driving that?
That's right. Even with corn up about a nickel here, we don't see any diminished bullishness for the feeder cattle. They're up sharply along with live cattle up a couple of dollars for most of those contracts. That's in part a positive reaction to the cattle on feed report. We always get those out after the close on Friday, so we have to wait until Monday morning to digest those into the market. And those numbers were bullish any way you look at them, but definitely for the placements estimate down to a four-year low. We still see that we're short on fed cattle supplies and are likely going to remain that way for some time going forward. You also have still an ongoing diminishment of some of the bird flu concerns. More of a focus back on demand and the fact that we're entering the summer season with relatively tighter inventories. We'll have another cold storage update later this week that will be widely anticipated. But back to the demand side, still no sign that consumers are ready to push back at these beef prices up at where they're at. And heading into the summer, I think some optimism that we're going to have some good weather ahead and we'll really be out and about and eating meat.
Joe Camp of Comstock, our guest at Midday. Joe, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Our marketing information, all of our contact numbers up at comstock.com.
Joe, thanks so much for the time here today. Speak again soon. Have a good one.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the Midday numbers. May corn up 4.5 at 438 even. May soybeans up 7.5 at 11.58 even. May soybean meal down $1.20 at $3.42.50. May soybean oil up 74 cents at $45.12. Chicago wheat up 22.75 at $5.73 even. Minneapolis wheat up 8.5 at $6.55 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 18.25 at $5.99.75. And May oats up 6.25 at $3.65 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 2 even at 177.67. May feeder cattle up 3.35 at 245.35. May lean hogs up 37 cents at $96.60. May pork cutout up 67 cents at $102.07. And Class 3 milk for May up 31 cents at $18.11. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.